All right, people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guru, dropping some wisdom bombs on you as always. Today's topic, resilience. Now, I know what you're thinking. Ugh, another self-help podcast about being tough. But trust me, this is different. We're not just talking about bouncing back from setbacks, we're diving deep into the power of embracing failure and using it as a springboard to becoming even stronger. You ever felt like life was throwing curveballs left and right? Like you were just trying to keep your head above water in a tidal wave of chaos. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Those curveballs, those are opportunities disguised as problems. Every time we stumble, every time we face rejection, every time we feel like giving up, that's a chance to learn something new, to grow, and to become more resilient. Think of it this way. Imagine a bonsai tree. It's carefully pruned and shaped over time, right? Those cuts might seem painful in the moment, but they are essential for the tree to flourish. Failure is like that pruning. It might sting, but it ultimately makes us stronger, more adaptable, and ready to handle whatever life throws our way. So, how do we actually turn failure into fuel? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Reframe your mindset. This is huge. We're so conditioned to see failure as the enemy, something to be avoided at all costs. But what if we saw it as a valuable teacher? What if every mistake was a stepping stone to success? Start celebrating your failures seriously. Analyze them, learn from them, and move on with renewed purpose. 2. Embrace imperfection. Listen up, folks. Perfection is an illusion. It doesn't exist in the real world. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Every small step forward counts. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your efforts, and remember that mistakes are part of the journey. 3. Get curious. Ever heard the saying, curiosity killed the cat? Well, in this case, curiosity is our secret weapon. When we fail, instead of getting defensive or beating ourselves up, let's get curious. Ask yourself, what happened? Why did it happen? What can I learn from this experience? That inquisitive approach opens doors to growth and understanding. 4. Build a support system. We don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who support you, who encourage you, and who celebrate your wins and help you pick up the pieces after those inevitable stumbles. A strong support system can make all the difference when facing challenges. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Forgive your mistakes. Acknowledge your struggles, and remember that setbacks are temporary. You've got this. Now, picture this. You're working on a project, putting in all the effort, pouring your heart and soul into it. But then, disaster strikes. It doesn't go as planned. You feel deflated, frustrated, maybe even a little embarrassed. But hold on. Instead of throwing in the towel, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is an opportunity to learn and grow. You analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and then boom. You come back stronger than ever before, ready to tackle the next challenge with renewed determination. See? That's resilience in action. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about how we respond to it. So, remember these key takeaways. Reframe your mindset, embrace imperfection, get curious, build a support system, and practice self-compassion. By doing this, you'll be well on your way to building unshakable resilience and navigating life's ups and downs with grace and strength. Now go out there, embrace the challenges, learn from your stumbles, and crush it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of resilience inspiration. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep on growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.